Here's one of those designated days you won't find on your calendar, National Fossil Day. It's a National Park Service event that takes place on October 15th, but at the Cincinnati Museum Center, it's pretty much a whole weekend. They're calling it Fossil Week from the 13th to the 18th, and that's why Dr. Glenn Storrs is here. He's the curator of vertebrate paleontology. And also here, Jack Kallmeyer, who's the president of Dry Dredgers, a local group that's done extensive fossil digging and research in the region. Thank you both for being here.
It's our pleasure. Yeah,
thanks for having us.
So let me start with you, Dr. Storrs. Can you give us the general public definition of vertebrate paleontology?
Yeah, I think everybody knows what it is, although they may not have heard it expressed that way. It's the study of dinosaurs and other fossil animals that have bones and teeth. So maybe woolly mammoths, maybe fossil fish, but dinosaurs is the thing that people are most familiar with.
Okay, so we're talking Jurassic Park stuff here.
We are.
Okay. That I can understand. Let's talk about locally here. The National Park Service has a National Fossil Day. And the museum here is going it for more than that, more than just a day. So what's going to happen in all those days? Maybe you can talk about that, Mr. Kallmeyer.
We're going to start out on the 15th with a speaker at the museum, a free speaker in the evening. And on the 16th, that's a Thursday, Dr. Brenda Hunda will be there for a paid event, which is a tour of the new exhibit, temporary exhibit in the museum for Cincinnati Fossils. And then the 18th is our Fossil Fest, which is going to be a huge event at the Museum Center. It's going to involve a lot of professional paleontologists from the area and outside the area, as well as my group, the Dry Dredgers. And then on Sunday, the 19th, we'll have a field trips. There are a number of field trips. Information about that will be given out at the museum on Saturday, and there are self-guided tours. A couple of the sites, my club, the Dry Dredgers, will have members stationed there to assist the public in knowing how to collect, what they're finding.
So there is a local connection. I mean, it's pretty much safe to assume that fossils are pretty much everywhere.
They really are, particularly in Cincinnati. Now, we don't have dinosaurs here because the rocks below our feet are of the wrong age and type of rock. They're actually much, much older prior to the evolution of dinosaurs. Our rocks are 450, 440 million years old. And they represent deposits laid down at the bottom of a shallow tropical sea during that time. But it's almost impossible for a person to pick up a rock in the Cincinnati area without it being absolutely full of fossils. And we're unique in that regard.
Now, you said there weren't any, you know, the large dinosaurs around here, but have there been any special finds from the greater Cincinnati area?
Absolutely. Museum Center has the world's largest collection of late Ordovician period fossils, which is what we find around here. And there are over 1,000 different fossils that have been described as new to science based upon that collection. You're going to see some of these fantastic things at Fossil Fest.
What other kind of things are we going to see down there?
Our group has an identification booth, which people from the area that have kicked up a rock in their garden that turns out to be a fossil can bring it in and we'll tell them what it is. That's part of what's going to be inside the museum center. And we also have an information booth, of course, about our own club. And there's talks that they'll be giving as well.
Let me ask about fossils in general. I mean, you mentioned a few thousand years. How much does it actually take? How long does it take to make the average fossil?
Well, there is no average fossil. It really depends on the environmental conditions under which something is buried. But that's really the key. It has to be buried relatively quickly. So usually it's in an aqueous environment like the ocean or a river or a lake or something like that, where it's sediment that can bury an animal quickly after death. That's in order to preserve it. And then the amount of time that it might actually take for fossilization, let's say, can vary depending upon the types of minerals that are present in the groundwater.
How many thousands of years are we talking?
Well, some can become fossils. I would say 10,000 years is sort of the cutoff point for something strictly be called a fossil. But our local rocks contain fossils 440 million years old.
So now when we're talking about, again, in your case, the vertebrates, we're talking whole animals have been fossilized?
Yes, there have been whole animals. It's more common to find parts of animals. If you see a raccoon by the side of the road these days, it doesn't stay whole for a long time because parts of it wash away or carried away by scavengers. But there are some great dinosaur skeletons that have been discovered, and including at least one at Cincinnati Museum Center that we have in our research collections. It's probably 85% of a 60-foot-long dinosaur that someday we hope to exhibit in the museum.
So you mentioned that there's a dinosaur in the Cincinnati Museum Center, or parts of one. That wasn't from the area. Where did they come from?
No, that's right. In fact, we have quite a number of dinosaurs. Being a large research institution as we are, we're asking global questions about science. So we're not looking exclusively at our regional rocks. And if one is interested in dinosaurs, you have to go where the dinosaurs are. For many years, we held a research project out in Montana, and that's where this particular fossil came from. It's Jurassic in age. People know Jurassic Park. This is a classic Jurassic dinosaur.
Now, you mentioned Dry Dredgers. That's a local organization. How did you get connected with the Museum Center?
Well, we've been associated with the Museum Center and the University of Cincinnati since our founding in 1942. So we're the oldest organization like this in the country. A lot of the collections that Glenn mentioned that they have at the Museum Center that are invertebrates from this area were donated to that museum by Dry Dredgers members over the years.
So you've been doing this for a number of years yourself then?
Oh, yes. About 30 years I've been collecting.
And what's the coolest thing you've found so far?
I believe I found a new species of fossil sea lily, which I'm working on right now with a professor at Ohio State University.
So when you say new species, is this something totally unseen before?
In this area, yes. That's our premise. It doesn't match anything that's described from this area, so we're working on publication at this point.
And so do you get to name this after somebody?
Yeah, there are certain rules to naming, but yeah, we get to put a new name on it.
So we're talking fossils here that have been around for thousands and thousands of years. And let me ask you kind of a hypothetical question here. That's much shorter than Thanksgiving Day, which only goes back to some 400 years. I mean, that's nothing compared to what you're talking about. So doesn't National Fossil Day deserve a much longer observance? I mean, just by comparison of the ages involved.
Well, I'd like to think so, of course, because I'm a big fossil fan. But the Fossil Day itself was instituted by the National Park Service, and a lot of organizations who are partnering with the Park Service hold their events maybe through the week or on the previous weekend, or in our case, from National Fossil Day on Wednesday through the following weekend. So it just really varies on the types of programming that an individual organization or institution will do.
So this is going to be a kind of a thing where someone can walk in and look at the program that's going on at the Cincinnati Museum Center. And then you walk out, you'll never be able to look at the ground the same way again, huh?
Well, that's what we hope. I mean, this is an opportunity to educate people about our unique natural heritage. Cincinnati is world famous for its fossils. People come from around the world to do this. And after 150 years of intensive study, there are still new things being found. And as Jack mentioned, many of those things are found by amateur collectors who have the time and passion to go out looking in their backyard and just the general region.
What's another good place? I mean, of course, your backyard is easy, but are there any specific places, areas in around greater Cincinnati that fossils are really just stacked up and waiting for people to find?
Cincinnati is amazing. Any place that you see the layered rocks, you can find fossils. So for collectors, I guess there's some don'ts. One is you're not allowed to collect at those layered rocks along the interstates, but other road cuts are okay as long as you follow safety rules and such. For family collecting, there are a couple of places that are safer than road cuts, such as Caesars Creek up near Waynesville and Trammell Fossil Park in Sharonville.
Well, cool. Thanks a lot for telling us about the National Fossil Day and Fossil Week that can be experienced at the Cincinnati Museum Center. Thank you very much. We've been talking with Jack Kallmeyer, who's the president of Dry Dredgers, and also Dr. Glenn Storrs from the Cincinnati Museum Center. Thank you both for being here.
Our pleasure.
Thanks for having us.
And for Around Cincinnati, I'm Frank Johnson.